Ernest, what's up? Look, I want to put you onto something that's been making waves in the personal finance world. If you've been relying on Mint to manage your finances, I got some news that might startle you at first. Mint is no more. But hold on, because every cloud has its silver lining, and in this case, that lining is Monarch Money. For those of us searching for a robust, user-friendly alternative, Monarch Money is stepping up to the plate. And from personal experience, it's hitting a home run. Let's get personal for a moment. Managing finances can be a maze of confusion, stress, and time consumption. Believe me, I've been there, jumping from one finance app to another, hoping to find that one platform that simplifies everything. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design transformed my approach to managing finances. What truly sets Monarch apart for me, though, is its collaboration feature. With money being a top Discord trigger for many couples, the ability to seamlessly manage finances with my wife has been a game changer. No extra costs, just shared goals and clarity. But Monarch isn't just about managing your current finances, it's about building your future. Saving for that dream house, your wedding, or a once-in-a-lifetime vacation becomes not just a possibility, but a reality with Monarch's intuitive tools. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal held it as the best app for savings growth. Monarch Money represents the next evolution in personal finance apps. It's an ad-free haven where your experience is the priority, constantly refined based on real user feedback. It's everything we've been asking for: intuitive, powerful, and relentlessly focused on user satisfaction. Now, for a bit more practicality, Monarch makes transitioning from Mint a breeze, ensuring you can bring all your tags and categories with you. Its intuitive design, customization options, and commitment to privacy and an ad-free experience make it stand out in the sea of competitors. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/leisure. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/leisure for your extended 30-day free trial. Earners, what's up? Look, I want to give y'all a little peek behind the curtain of producing Earn Your Leisure. It's a lot more than just sitting down and chatting. It involves meticulous planning, recording, editing, and then promoting each episode to ensure it reaches all of you. And if you picked up any of our merch, then you know there's a whole extra layer of logistics, from inventory management to shipping. Running a podcast is like running a small business. And speaking of business, I know many of you entrepreneurs are involved in e-commerce. You understand how crucial it is to streamline operations and cut costs wherever possible. That's why I want to talk to you about ShipStation, the multi-carrier shipping solution that integrates seamlessly with all your online sales channels. It's all about optimizing your shipping, connecting with expert partners, and freeing up more of your time to focus on scaling your business. Now let's talk about our experience with ShipStation. This tool has been a game changer for us, especially with automating routine tasks. Being able to manage everything from one dashboard and print shipping labels with just a click, absolute lifesavers. Plus, the discounts we get on shipping costs are incredible. Honestly, it feels like we're saving thousands. And as our show and merch sales have grown, ShipStation's robust automation and reporting features have helped us keep up without missing a beat. For those of you who get overwhelmed by order volumes, ShipStation's easy-to-use dashboard is a dream come true. You can import orders from any sales channel, apply shipping preferences automatically, and handle customer service issues right there. Not to mention the savings with up to 89% off carrier rates like UPS, DHL Express, and USPS. It's no wonder over 130,000 companies stick with ShipStation long term. So, are you ready to turn your shipping challenges into growth opportunities? Head over to ShipStation.com and use promo code EARN for a free 60-day trial. Again, that's ShipStation.com, promo code EARN. Start streamlining your shipping and scaling your business today.
Microsoft ChatGPT was put into Mercedes-Benz, a few select models, and that helped Microsoft stock.
Well, so this is interesting. I when I saw the news, and shout out to you, a Mercedes owner, but they're beta testing it. And so I know ChatGPT is something that you use every day. And I'm like, wait, this is crazy. Now Shai's not even gonna have to use his phone. He could just talk to his car.
Yep.
Hey, how far are we to the distance? Hey, what's the update on, like, think about AI in a different way. Cause I know as a Mercedes, like I've had Mercedes before, I have one now, but it was like, it would just tell you, hey, Mercedes. And it'll answer the question of like, what's the direction home? Mm-hmm. But now it has the prompts because it has the memory inside of their chips to say, all right, well, he asked me this question before. How do I now respond to this? Now you're talking to your car on a daily basis. And for a lot of people who travel, I mean, drive to work, you're in that car every day. And so now it's almost like, this is your partner on the ride to work. Now it's a game changer. And so it's smart, right? When we talk about the top three or the you know, we used to call it, not Meta, what was, I just drew a blank. But when you think about Apple and we're trying to figure out, are they going to get into the car space? How do they do it, right? Tesla's already leading this. Microsoft, they're not going to create a car, but they have the technology that can go inside of a car.
Yeah.
Right? So now if you think, obviously they had the investment inside of ChatGPT, OpenAI. Mercedes is obviously a prestigious brand. It comes with the luxury. Now we're in the car market.
Yeah.
Right? Now you figure the next EV model that comes out from Mercedes, this is going to be equipped with it. So I think it's a brilliant idea for them.
Without having all those liabilities on your balance sheet too.
Right.
So opposed to Microsoft trying to make a car and everyone hating it, it's like, hey, let's partner with this brand. And while they still have like a little micro war with Tesla, like it's a great play. Even I'm interested to see what models they'll launch it with first, but the EQS looked like it could be.
Right. That's a prime one.
Prime player that could benefit from it. So I think it was a brilliant move. Microsoft has been like very quiet strategically in some of the chess moves over the last couple of years, but I do like this move. Two tech, two index, no stress.
Fang, that's what I was thinking about. I'm trying
Fang,
to. I'm like, wait, what? Fang, right? So yeah, I mean, it's a brilliant move in my opinion, but it's a beta test right now. So they're putting it in 900,000 vehicles. So it might be spread across. It might be part of their C class. It might be part of the S class, the E class. I'm sure it'll be part of the SUVs as well, the G class vehicles, but definitely inside of the electronic vehicles.
Yeah.
So the ESQ is one, and I know they're putting out the electric Hummer, not the electric. G-Wagon.
Yeah.
So that's something that's going to be coming out in 2024. So imagine what this looks like inside all those luxury vehicles. And who will be the next company to say, all right, we have to incorporate this too? Because once this works in Mercedes, does Toyota and their Lexus brand not say that this is something that we need? That's right? So it's not exclusive to it, right? Yeah. It becomes the technology that becomes preparatory. And it's like, all right, we need to have this in all our vehicles. So it opens up more lanes for them inside of the automotive industry.
Thing that's really dangerous about Microsoft too, in like a good way, and I love holding it, they are so quiet in their moves. Like for this, for most companies, this partnership would be like headline news. Mm-hmm. It's like a blip on the radar for Microsoft. So go, your homework assignment, go research how many partnerships the companies that you hold in your portfolio, how many partnerships do they have. When you look at the ones that Microsoft have, they are pretty powerful, and they're using this acquisition or partnership with OpenAI very well.
You think BMW responds?
They have to. They have to. I don't know with who. Maybe it'll be with Bard. Maybe Google and BMW will do something, but I think it was well played by Microsoft.
Yeah, I mean, I said it last week about ChatGPT. I said, this thing is big and it's going to change the world.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be implemented in a variety of different things. It's not a fad. It's not going away. I know it's not a fad because I use it.
Yeah.
And I see how it makes my life easier.
Way more efficient.
So it's like, I know like this thing is going to only get bigger.
Yeah.
And then they announced a partnership with Mercedes-Benz a few days later. So I would still encourage everybody, like, this is something that is, we don't even know the full effects of how it's going to change the world.
Is it as important as the internet, you think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Because the difference is that it does thinking for you.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, you can just throw it. Like, let's say you wanted to make a description for a YouTube video, right? And you just throw it random different things that's in the YouTube video.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about NVIDIA. We're talking about Microsoft. Da, 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 da. Like, you just throw it in there and then just say, make a YouTube description. It organizes it in a thought process and puts it together. And that's extremely powerful.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's extremely powerful to actually now. It's like riding a bike with an engine. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you still have to pedal.
Yeah.
Like, you're only, it's you still have to be intelligent enough to implement, input the information, and actually read, because sometimes when you read it, it still is not in your words, or you might have to change it. So it's not like you don't have to do any work at all.
Yeah.
But it's a performance enhancement.
Absolutely.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Mm-hmm. So it's this is something, and that's just in that case. So obviously everything else that artificial intelligence is going to do. So once again, the companies that are leading the way in artificial intelligence, you should probably want to invest in.
Yeah.
And the technology is not going anywhere. It's only going to get more bigger and bigger.
My graduates from my school being Forbes,
bag drop.
Bag drop. A mic drop. Bag drop.
Bag drop.